Yeah, look, this is completely unacceptable in my view that we have a situation where the oncology clinic in Letterkenny University has been cancelled now this week and last week. We haven't got the certainty that it will be up and running again next week. And I've been talking to patients, with people who are, you know, families of members who are going through cancer, who are relying on these clinics. These include people who are just recently diagnosed with cancer, some others who have been gone through the treatment for quite a while. And the fact is now that the closure of those two clinics for the last 2 weeks, this week and last week, means that there's about anything between 50 and 60 cancer patients in Donegal that haven't got the attention, haven't got the clinics that they need. And, you know, we do need answers from the management of the hospital and from the Sealta Group. It's my understanding that this is as a result of staff shortages in relation to one particular speciality, but that's, in my view, not acceptable. I understand that this was a well-flagged issue. It wasn't something that was sudden. And Letterkenny University Hospital is part of the overall Sealta Group, and where there is deficiencies in one part of it, then the group has to come in and support it. So crucially, what we need is we need this service up and running, and confirmation to all of the patients that the clinics will be available from next week on. And then we also need answers why this was allowed to happen.
Now, unfortunately, it's just one of a range of issues facing the hospital at present. Letterkenny has been one, if not the most, overcrowded in Ireland all of last week and even spilling into this week. Is there any connection to that situation and the oncology services? Like, we did hear Tony Canavan, the CEO of the Sealta Hospital Group here, saying that they were going to monitor Letterkenny University Hospital closely. Is that good enough from your point of view?
No, it's not good enough. And, you know, well, we'll hear from management, I'm sure, in due course. and I actually think they should have been out in the public media explaining to cancer patients and their families why these clinics have been cancelled for 2 weeks in a row. But, you know, this isn't, in my view, COVID-related. This isn't in relation to the massive overcrowding we have in the hospital, which is a separate issue. This is in relation to a vacancy that has taken place that was, from my understanding, and I'm to be corrected, but we haven't heard from management, that was well flagged, that wasn't dealt with in the appropriate fashion, either by the hospital or by the group, to fill that vacancy in a timely manner, and has left the patients now vulnerable. And that's not acceptable, and it should never be tolerated. And, you know, the patients here in Donegal, you know, shouldn't have to have their clinics cancelled 2 weeks in a row. We all know that treatment in terms of cancer is time sensitive, and the fact that the hospital has cancelled the clinics without any public acknowledgement as to when they're going to be back up and running, why they've been forced into this situation, and what they're doing about it is simply not good enough in my view, either from hospital group or from the overall Sealta group. And if there needs to be direct intervention at a national level, then so be it. But our people in Donegal, our cancer patients, should not be at the mercy of a hospital that is not able to deal with recruitment of staff in a timely fashion.